emails, ringrustradio@yahoo.com. Keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it pertinent while we're talking about Mike. Anyway, we're talking about Mike Yar number one.
This first one's from AJ, Canadian Destroyer. Subject, the goat.
Oh, me.
Patreon email.
It's about me. What? We went to the zoo the other day and we saw several me grazing. The goats.
Hippos.
No, that was too long of a pause. That was too long of a pause. I'm putting my foot down.
Go to Patreon.
That was a joke shot clock. No, joke shot clock violation.
That was way under 24 seconds.
No, it's not. 24 seconds is stupid. No, go ahead.
It's always 24. Patreon.com/ringhouseradio. Contribute to the email tier or higher. Guarantee you get at least one email around the show each month. Hey, boys. Finally finished Crown Jewel, and in my opinion, the only highlight in the entire show was the fact that the Heartbreak Kid is still the showstopper.
Well, Mike Chiari wrote it. Mike Chiari, this is my, by the way, let's look it up. It's his alter ego. It's his pseudonym. Yeah. AJ.
This is a great
Canadian Destroyer. Come on. He's fucking, it's right under our nose, VG. Yeah,
I know. I felt the same thing as you, Donnie.
He's the Zodiac Killer.
This is a great email. I had my doubts, but with every minute of the main event, I was more and more invested in the thought of Shawn Michaels coming back and having a couple 7-star matches.
That's tongue-in-cheek. That's tongue-in-cheek.
No, it's real. All that said, if you had to choose one opponent for HBK to have a match with at WrestleMania this year, who would it be and how would you book it? Let's take AJ Styles out of the pool of options because we know WWE doesn't give the fans the ultimate dream match.
And there's him being a jaded mark. So there's another fucking.
That's together. You.
And incorrect because they approached him about this last year.
Come on.
I didn't write this, so you know. P.S. The Shawn Michaels in 2018 is still 10 times the wrestler Kenny Omega is.
Look,
and
go.
Also, Braun
that's
Strowman
true.
Blows.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, that's true also.
Here we go.
Now I'm conflicted.
I wonder how everybody's asking me like, why don't my emails get read now? Because is Mike Chiari just a piece of shit? And
nobody
I'm like, I don't know.
That at all because I read every Patreon
he saves
email.
His tweet
and I'll
for
tell
emails.
You what. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I know what now why, guys. Because he's got something stockpiled. This is his fucking platform. He writes them under pseudonyms. Go ahead.
So if we can't do AJ, there's a lot of incredible options.
Yeah, let me
course,
go.
But...
Can I go first?
AJ's okay, number one, though, ahead. For all of us, right?
Right.
No, my
yeah.
number one and always from now on will be, I think he should go one-on-one against
Don't
the
do this.
Grim Reaper in a Buried
That's
Alive
stupid.
Match.
Oh, I think you're going to say Braun Strowman.
No, he was going to say something stupid all along. Okay. So, Daniel Bryan would be awesome. Seth Rollins would be awesome, but I would go with Dolph Ziggler. And I continue to build up the storyline where Dolph says he's the best in the world, even though he lost to the true best wrestler in the world, Shane McMahon, at Crown Jewel.
Unbelievable.
And I'd have him continue to only have like modest success to the point that he feels like he has to do something big to make people truly believe he's the best in the world. So he challenges HBK to a match at WrestleMania. HBK refuses at first, but then he beats the fuck out of HBK, so he finally accepts, and then we have a 5-star classic, and Dolph finally gets the singles WrestleMania match that he deserves. And he won't be depressed next time he comes on Ring Us Radio.
So, that'd be awesome,
because
yeah, Dolph
time he
always
comes
gets
on this show,
over.
He will be depressed, because he will reach the bottom of the barrel.
Damn.
That doesn't make sense.
But that would be awesome, because Dolph Ziggler is one of my favorite, and just underrated by WWE standard. I don't know why they screw him over, but for me, it's number one, AJ Styles, then Daniel Bryan. The built-in storyline of him training with HBK, it's right there. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Really, HBK against anyone would be great. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Next email comes from Chad, Gable, Bruce, Pritchard. Subject is best ofs. It's a Patreon email. Go to patreon.com/ringhouseradio. Go into email tier or higher. Guarantee you get at least one email right on the show each month as long as you put Patreon in the subject title and Mike doesn't write his own emails in. Dear.
Partly agree.
Dear the Ringest of Rusters, after your conversation in last week's retro discussing Goldberg having the best spear.
Yes!
I wasn't
that was,
yes!
Yeah, when was that?
Yeah, I said it and I stand by it.
Idiot. It got me thinking of what wrestler in your mind has the best of something. Roundtable style, folks, who has the best spear?
Okay, let me just say, I when I see lists like this, I don't even look at them, but I probably should have done some research for this one, but I'm going to go from first gut instinct. So, go ahead, let's do this.
Best
He just
spear.
Did it.
Goldberg.
Roman Reigns.
Best cutter. RKO or diamond cutter?
our RKO.
You're not saying Johnny Ace?
No, I'm gonna say RKO because it's he out of nowhere has become such a huge thing.
Yeah, I'm going with Orton. He does it better than anyone.
Yeah, RKO here. Best DDT / face plant maneuver.
Jake Roberts.
Yep, no doubt.
The pedigree.
Ugh.
Best top rope move.
Barry Windham Supersplex.
Oh my god. Macho Man's elbow drop.
It's the Red Arrow. Best lower body submission.
The dick kick. No. Figure four. Submission. Figure four.
Jericho's original lion tamer.
Paige's PTO. Best upper body submission.
Pete Dunne's finger breaker.
million dollar dream.
Finger breaker. Carmella's code of silence. And finally, best out of nowhere can also be a cutter.
Is this best RKO?
No, it's the best move you can hit out of nowhere.
It's the RKO, but I'll say the best one, which was at WrestleMania with Seth Rollins.
It's the sweet chin music when he doesn't tune up the band, when he just hits out of nowhere.
The Stone Cold Stunner, guys. Love the Stunner.
Well, he does have to kick somebody before he could do it, though.
And unless they're just randomly in the position. Go ahead.
This is not happening, usually.
Love your work, as always. Ring Rust!
Ring Rust!
Ring Rust!
Thank you for that email. Go ahead, Mike Yari.
Can't read?
No.
Not today.
This is from Woken, Matt Hardy, Cantillon. Subject, mixed match challenge, Smark Say, week number 7. On this episode, Braun Strowman and Ember Moon faced Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox, and AJ Styles and Charlotte Flair faced Rusev and Lana with Carmella and R-Truth in the chat. All right, number 1. And from St. Louis, Missouri, the RKO is the beat in the world.
That's fun.
Beat in the world.
Beat in the world. I think of the beats from Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beats.
That's awesome.
Shut up. Don't fucking have memories with me.
Yeah? Do you remember the name of their first album?
Beat in the world.
Go ahead.
What was it, Mike?
It was Beats Me.
Uh-oh.
Doug called into a fucking radio show and he didn't know, so he said, "Beats me," and they're like, "Yeah, that's right."
Go ahead.
That's a great show. Number 2, Alicia Fox is that baby mama you don't want to bring around your family at the barbecue because she's too bougie.
Wow,
what does bougie mean?
It's
can you okay? Can you Urban like can you Urban Urban Dictionary that please? I'll do this one. Alicia gonna get gender killed. Alicia gonna get gender killed.
How do you get it right the first time and wrong the second time?
Gawny, she's Alicia Gawny. Yeah, there you go, Cinnamon. Fucking A.
Bougie, aspiring to be higher class than one is.
Okay. I don't even know if that applies. Who is breaking into your home? Do you need to go like...
She's so mad.
She's being very bougie right now.
She's trying to be bougie, dude. She's going to get gender killed. Number 4.
I would climb Braun like a tree and swing from his branch. 4 whistling emoji and 1 blushing emoji.
Yes, queen. I'm pretty sure we read a Monster Erotica, like Bigfoot, like this exact thing. Yeah, cool. And this one says, attention whores, Donnie. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Benoit is innocent. He was framed by Kevin Sullivan.
Okay, it's best you did read this, I think.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll go with the next one. Monster Eclipse is Little Jimmy's favorite. Still love Carmella. Miss Little Jimmy would love you forever. Not colorful bodysuit at Evolution, Carmella, but Little Jimmy would. Blushing for your hot love can of Archie.
Little Jimmy Wood is my uncle's Jimmy Wood. And I just see, I'm like, Little Jimmy Wood. I'm like, what is going on? Little Jimmy favorite. Okay. Who's he trying to say he's having sex with who there?
I think he wants
Carmella and Little Jimmy Wood?
I don't know.
I don't like it, though. I'm going to take a stance against it until proven otherwise. Number 7.
Lito needs to go or cut his mic during matches.
Oh, Lito.
Lito Shepherd.
Lito Shepard. I love Leo Shepard, honestly. Go ahead.
Is this supposed to be Leo Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Lito. I thought it was about Leo
Rush, dude. Come on.
You can take number 8, Donnie.
Wow, is that how Charlotte rides it? Oh, wee, LOL.
Charlotte's.
Charlotte's. Oh, wee, LOL.
Woo-wee.
Go ahead.
This from the Melts? For people who don't know, Char Flair's big thing is chopping the girls for real, giving them bruises they can't do anything about because of her behind the scenes power.
Wow.
Dude, this is a Melts one. We should have given this the 434 to leak it and then just fucking watch his DMs like, oh shit, oh, there's a shoot fight in there, motherfucker. You think Austin Aries is alone? No, we're shoot fighting all over the place here. Go ahead.
Char Flair.
Char Flair.
I told you Lena is no good. Ric Flair taught his daughter very, very well. I love the figure eight. I need to learn so I can put it on my husband.
Damn. This is from Mary Kate. No, Mary Kate, you can't. She's fucking just trying to fucking hurt me. It's not going to happen. That's from Woken Matt Hardy, Conlon. A big thank you, bro. We really genuinely appreciate it, man. And we're out of here. Guys, find us at ringrustradio.com, ringrustradio on YouTube, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Guys, you fucking love us. Let's do this shit. Interact with us on Twitter. That's MacGruber coming out of me.
Wow.
Fucking, let's fucking do it.
Cool, conceited.
At ringrustradio. How is it conceited? I want to do it.
Conceited.
It's fucking, I want to bring everyone. I love all of us. One big fucking orgy of fun. At ringrustradio, ringrustradio@yahoo.com. Mike, you already talked about some t-shirts.
Go to prowrestlingtees.com/ringrustradio. A great website with great t-shirts with the Ring Rust Radio logo emblazoned onto them in Cut Your Dick form. Nothing
better
than that.
The form of Cut Your Dick?
Yes. Right. You need good form to cut a dick.
My BG, sell patreon.com/ringrustradio. I'm sorry, I was actually looking through the songs and...
Oh, I already know the song.
But hold on, I actually just came with a revelation. I think it's time for a new song. I've been inspired.
Yeah,
by
do it.
It might take some time, but I've just was a bit inspired. I got an idea for Becky Lynch.
Yes, nice. Do it. And if you have song suggestions, go to patreon.com.
No. Oh, BG, never mind. You can't pick a song.
I already know the song. Okay. Call Me Smarky.
No.
Fits.
Luke O'Brien sent in a WWE rap this week, and we're going out on that. Patreon.com/ringrustradio. Get all your needs over there. Guys already introed it. Luke O'Brien, he's like, motherfucker, I sent you a WWE rap, and I was like, fine. We will play it on air because that is what we do. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless America. We're out of here.
Okay. This is my WWE rap. I'm about to drop a pipe bomb like CM Punk. Chainsaw Charlie up in here, Terry Funk. I'm one of a kind, I'm RVD. 3D you through the table like a Dudley. Call me Charlotte Flair, cause I'm fucking ugly. Ooh, the maniac is back in action. Oh, it's time to rock and roll, hitting with the Stratisfaction. I'm on my own now, just banded my faction. Like Seth Rollins turning on the shield. Burn it down, I'm no joke, I'm for real. You get cursed, stopped if you try step to me. Left my ex, cause I'm Triple H, and she's no Stephanie. And like Dean Ambrose, I'm unstable. I'll destroy you like Brock Lesnar when he fucks Sable. I can easily break you like an announce table. The skills I've got you lack. I'm on top of the world and I'm gonna jump off it like Shane O'Mac. I'll fucking eat you alive, feed me more, right back. I'm like the Rock of the mic with my raps. Gave my bitch to people's elbow when she didn't write back. Had a shitty year but a pretty good summer. Went to rock bottom but got out with a stone cold stunner. Goodbye bitch, you ain't part of my plan. I'm gonna go get richer than Vince McMahon. Trust me, it's gonna happen soon. Got my new girl by my side, she looks a little bit like Ember Moon. But you know I still love Sasha Banks. I still think about her when I masturbate. Can't forget about Lita though. Had a crush on her since I was like 3. It's 2018 and she still does it for me. Even though she's 43. Say any different and I'll cripple you like Chris Benoit. Rest in peace. You ain't ever gonna make it, but I think I might. One day you're gonna see me at a big show. And I ain't talking about Paul White. Tonight I'm getting higher than his height. I'm not saying nothing you don't already know. I'm gonna go all Randy Orton and hit you with the RKO. I've got a lot of shit I can teach ya. Gave all the haters the thumbs down like Batista. Ultimate underdog, Rey Mysterio. Small kids, no one fear me no. But they're sure gonna be on notice when they hear me flow. Motherfucker, here we go. Make them scream, oh my god! bad, like Joey Styles. You're gonna see me blow up in a little while. I don't care how big you are, I will not fear ya. Talk all that shit, you get the Hulk Hogan taunt, cause I can't hear ya, no. Call me Bret Hart, I'm a hitman, I'm heartless like the Tin Man. I love Tori Wilson, she gave me my first boner. I love to ride her like Winona. Oh, Stranger Things, wait, why am I mentioning things not to do with WWE? Let's get back to it. Break the walls down like Y2J, that's how I do it. It's okay, you don't have to fear me, but I think the Undertaker just arrived, cause things just got eerie. Here to tombstone bitches and put them in their grave. I'm a diamond in the rough and I ain't talking about Dallas Page. I'm going savage like the Macho Man. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I just had to, man. Gold medal round my neck when I win over the human race. Call me Kurt Angle. These words coming out of this face, that's too much to handle. All you big men better back now. Back down, you better fucking back down. Get back now, cause I'll fuck your bitch raw and lay the smack down. Fucked her in July, called it a SummerSlam. And just like that, she don't want that other man. I'll take on 29 other rappers, call it a Royal Rumble. Point to the Rapper Mania sign, watch me rise while you all crumble. Fuck it, I'll do it twice in one night like I'm Daniel Bryan. I am the GOAT, and I'm flying. Styling, profiling, limousine, riding, jet flying, kiss, stealing, wheeling, dealing. Son of a gun, Ric Flair, woo! I used to work in a chip shop with a chip on my shoulder, cause my career should be hip hop. Now I'm climbing to the tippity tip top, climbing that ladder like a Hardy boy. Hate on me all you want, you cannot harm me, boy. You against me, please. You know I'm beating ya like Roman Reigns when he beats leukemia. Ooh! Yeah.